This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In August, pretty soon kids will be going back to school, and pretty soon we'll be into the fall. It just seems like we blink our eyes and half the year is gone. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, a tough day for lots of people in the U.S. because of a storm on the East Coast. 1,300 flights were canceled, and there were so many delays also as a result of that. 5,700, I just checked again, because of that severe weather. Some of the worst places included D.C. and New York and Atlanta. You looked at a map, and I did a couple of times. I checked in, and it was just green. I call it the mean green. So anybody who's trying to fly in, out of, or through the East Coast in the evening, lots of delays, lots of cancellations, and dealing with what you deal with when you run into this. And the weather wreaked havoc with a lot of people because of the severe winds, because of the lightning storm that hit so many places. 1 million people didn't have power. Two people, sadly, were killed. One was a tree that fell down in getting out of a car, and it was a teenager, and the other was a guy that was running through a parking lot, and he was hit by lightning. So while you have all this rain and all this horrible wind, weather, crazy things happening on the East Coast, you have, and all those flights impacted, then you go across the country to Phoenix, and we just can't stop talking about the heat, but it is just awful. What happened to the monsoons? Where are you monsoons? Right? We're doing the rain dance. All of my friends in Arizona really praying for rain because of what's happened now with this extreme heat and the severity of that. And despite the reminders and trying to help people and air conditioning's going out or lack of it or any of that, you know, 147 people have been, the extreme heat has killed 147 people in five counties, according to this coroner's report that I was looking at, and so many in Arizona. As of early August, 64 in Pima County and Maricopa County, 39. In Nevada, I used to live in Las Vegas, 26 people, Clark County. And other places, too, as well. Texas, Oklahoma has gotten pounded by some pretty tough weather, too. And California, we've seen what's happened when California bakes and some of the fires they've had in the past 6 months. But it has been a really, difficult 30, 35 days for so many in figuring out, gosh, what, you know, we just got to stay in. What do? We walk the dog as soon as the sun comes up. You're seeing that's happening with a lot of people. All right, you want some happy news? You know, the odds of winning it are not very good, but there's always the possibility. Somebody has to win. Mega Millions, $1.55 billion, because there has been no winner so far. A lot of you have asked me about this, so that's why I'm throwing it out right at the top. That prize is up for grabs on Tuesday. You know what the lump sum would be? A lump sum would be $757 million. About that. Wow. Wow. That's crazy, isn't it? To think about it. But if you won, what thinking is there to do? other than just the shock, getting over, you know, getting over the shock. That would be the thing. That would be the thing. Now we're seeing that we're a couple of weeks away from the first Republican debate. And what's going to happen at this Republican debate? You've got Mike Pence. You have Chris Christie, who's going to be part of the debate. And a handful of, DeSantis is going to be there, the governor of Florida. And the fact that Pence qualified and some of the other names that I mentioned, it's the spate of debates and what that does that going to change anybody's mind? See, that's what I wonder, right? How many minds get changed when you know how you're going to vote? We look at these polls, and clearly in the polls, it is Donald Trump. We can talk about indictments, we can talk about court dates, but he is the name. He is the name that comes up again and again, no matter what the poll is, no matter what direction the poll goes. Always, he is more than double and tripled up the numbers of the closest competitor, who is Ron DeSantis. And so in these debates, what's going to be said that's going to make someone say, oh, yeah, look, that's how they're going to handle the debt. We have, nearly $33 trillion in a national debt, which is outrageous. And it's only going to get bigger in the upcoming decades. It's only going to balloon even worse. So what's going to be the solution to that? What is somebody going to say that's going to make you hear in the debate, if you thought you were going to vote a certain way, if you were voting Republican, that you're going to say, that's definitely what I'm going to do? I think people have their minds made up. It would have to be something incredibly shocking, right? And what's going to happen with Social Security and Medicare? Where, in what direction is that going to go, right? If you think of Donald Trump, he is defending the programs, and he's urging the Republicans to leave both alone and back away from any plans to cut those programs. But there's others who think that it should be cut, and that's a way to eliminate some of that debt. So I will be listening for that, to what people say about the debt, what people who are going to be on the stage, like Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, what direction are they going to go in? What's going to be different? But especially when most of those candidates that I mentioned, they're largely polling pretty much in the single digits, right? They're in the single digits. And then you have Chris Christie, who was in the camp of Donald Trump and now is not, and now is running again. And what's the different news there? What is he saying that's different from things that he has said in the past? So mark your cows. What's going to happen on the 23rd is at least going to be interesting, for sure. Coming up next, talk about interesting. We're getting closer and closer to the NFL season and college football as well. We're going to the man cave.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
It is about football. There's a lot of conversation about conferences and college football. There's a lot of realignment chaos, and it's scaring some people. And, of course, some of these conferences are not thrilled about that, which makes sense because who moved my cheese or who moved my dollars? Where did all they go? And that's the thing. So, you know, you look at some of the movement and the uncertain futures for like Big Ten adding Oregon and Washington. So that leaves the Pac-10 where? Up in the air, baby. Utah, Arizona, and Arizona State leaving the Pac-12 for the Big 12 and their latest realignment shakeup. And those are all questions to be talked about. But now it's about who's looking good. And I mean, because we're a hair's breadth away. So Georgia, Michigan, Alabama, of course, they're on top of the college football preseason coaches poll. The Bulldogs were 15-0 last season. They destroyed TCU in the national title game, not even close, after they actually had the closer game with Ohio State in the semifinals. So UGA is number one. That makes sense. Michigan is two. They're the two-time defending Big Ten champs, and Michigan is so you look at Michigan, and after Michigan, you look at number three, and that's Ohio State. Number four is LSU, and five is Alabama, because they had a couple of regular season losses last year, and they're working through what's going to happen at quarterback, and then you go from those teams, and you look at the rest of the top 10, number six is Penn State. Florida is USC is six. Penn State is seven. Florida State is eight. Clemson is nine, and Tennessee is 10. And USC has a good chance. They've got that Heisman Trophy winner, Caleb Williams, at quarterback. And, you know, they're looking for a very big season. You look at Clemson, they've won the ACC title in 7 of the last 8 seasons. But what's Florida State going to do this year? So their hype is on. Yeah, the hype is on, let's put it that way. And college football is rolling at us. And while there's conversation about realignment and frustration over that, the other part is, hey, we're going to be seeing some football pretty soon, and we're already seeing it, but seeing it as we get into the what I call the real stuff, and I think that's pretty, I think that's pretty exciting. I can't help it. I just, football season to me is just a great time of year. It starts to get a little bit cooler, we hope, when we get into the fall, and we already have a Hall of Fame game, the Browns beating the Jets 21-16, just a preseason game to crack things open. And, you know, then I look at what the beginning of the season looks like, and what, you know, you look at, which to me is so interesting, the number 2 pick, C.J. Stroud. I was talking to someone about this in the know, is going to start the Texans preseason opener, right, which is a very big deal because there's competition for the starting quarterback job. They've seemed to struggle here when I thought for sure they found their guy a few years ago, and that didn't end up being the case. So is it going to be Stroud? Is it going to be somebody different? You know, it's going to be a competition, and I think you're going to see some interesting names pop out of all the camps, because there's always, I think to me, there's always, if I went through every team, there's always somebody that makes it, somebody that gets in that's unexpected. And to me, that's the interesting thing about camp, is that's what they're looking for, whether it's a kicker, it's somebody on a punt returner, it's some special teams, other special teams spot, or it's somebody on or off a line. You just never know where that hidden gem, could come from. That's absolutely for sure. And baseball's in full swing. We're getting through the dog days. That's good. Before you know, we'll be talking about what's it look like in October, because that's obviously the key thing when we're on the race for the rings for the World Series. Last year, the Astros beating the Phillies, and who knows if the Phillies get there even this year. The Astros, I think, have made a couple of moves and have played well, where the Astros, I wouldn't bet that they would be out. I'd bet that they would be in. And then, of course, the Dodgers, they have 65 wins. They just beat the Padres 13-7. Mookie Betts with a grand slam, which was huge. That's why he gets the big bucks in the 4th inning. That happened. The Reds picked up their 60th. They knocked off the Marlins 5-2. Joey Votto homered. And the Reds are looking like they're on the upcycle. The Twins pick up their 60th. They beat the Tigers 9-3. Carlos Correa led the Twins to that win. He homered and drove in 4 runs. The Pirates slid by the Braves, who were surging, because the Braves have 70 wins. So that was a big win for them. And there was a little bit of a rain delay in that game. The Mets beat the Cubbies 11-2. The Red Sox knocked off the Royals 6-2. Boy, the Royals 36-78. That's their record. Ooh, that's rough. The Blue Jays, always good these days, knocking off the Guardians 3-1. And Kevin Biggio hit a 2-run homer that knocked out the scoreless tie in the 8th inning. He's the difference maker. The Brew Crew is very good. The Rockies aren't. They have 44 wins. The Brewers picked up their 61st. 12-1, the final in that game. The White Sox are struggling this year. They beat the Yankees, though, 5-1. Andrew Vaughn with a two-run homer making the difference in that game. The Giants knocked off the Angels 8-3. They scored six runs in the ninth inning in that win. The Texas Rangers picked up their 67th win. They look really good this season, throughout the season. They beat the A's, who are terrible, 32 wins and 81 losses, 5-3. And, of course, the Nationals and the Phillies were postponed because of the rain on the East Coast. I told you about, in the first hour, if you missed it, my mic drop moment was Trey Turner, who put up billboards thanking the Philly fans, and he actually got a standing ovation from the fans in Philadelphia. Good for him, right? That's what you do. Win him over. How can I win him over when I'm making $300 million and I signed that big, juicy contract? And the answer is put up some billboards. Be clever. Think of a way to ingratiate yourself and give yourself a little breathing room at the plate, and it will come where you don't press, right? Hey, speaking of big bucks and extensions, the Lakers and Anthony Davis agreed to the NBA's richest annual extension, 3 years, $186 million. That's the maximum contract extension. Wow. So that keeps him with the franchise through 2028. That's incredible. So the total is $270 million. So if you look at that extension and you average that out, $62 million a season. Wow, 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 wow. And he's obviously one of the cornerstones of the team, though, besides LeBron James. He's a four-time All-NBA first-team player, and he's averaging 25 points and a couple of blocks and five seasons. So they need Davis. They got him in a blockbuster trade, and it was a very good move for the Lakers. And you got to pay these players in the NBA because they make serious, serious money. In the meantime, it is about saying adios to the women, mentioning it again in case you haven't heard, the U.S. women out of the World Cup. No three cups for them. They don't make it past the round of 16, beaten by Sweden on Sunday, very, very early in the morning. On penalty kicks, they lost 5-4. A couple of great authors coming up around the bend.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is fighting the protective order in his election interference case. Trump's lawyers claim politicians are already using the case to raise money. They say President Biden is capitalizing on the indictment after posting a video of himself sipping coffee from a dark Brandon mug. In his first one-on-one interview with a broadcast network, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis told NBC's Dasha Burns, if the election is a referendum on President Biden, the GOP will win. But
if, on the other hand, the election is not about January 20th, 2025, but January 6th, 2021, or what document was left by the toilet at Mar-a-Lago? If it's a referendum on that, we are going to lose.
When pressed, DeSantis says, of course, Trump lost in 2020. Most Americans disapprove of President Biden's handling of climate change. A Washington Post University of Maryland poll found 57% disapproval. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
He's an author, and it's interesting how he came upon what he's written about. It's really commentary. You got these footnotes you pull together for an incredible story. Two women, Ani Inchiwe and Ika Kise. Easy for me to say. He pronounces it much better, but really interesting, this story and pulling all the elements of together and what does it all mean. Henry, thanks so much for coming on.
I'm glad to be here.
Talk about, first of all, your teachings, because that led you to the book and that led you to putting together what you put together.
Well, yes, I've been teaching in Austin College, Sherman, Texas, since 1985. And my doctorate from the University of Wisconsin was on comparative world history, Africa and the Middle East. And Africa was the main focus. And my doctorate was on the Mpongwe people of Gabon, and Ani Inchiwe is an Mpongwe. And when missionary Robert Hamel Nassau and his sister gave Alan Lane and Scott in 1911 or 1909 or 1910 a book called Tales Out of School, they would not publish this one tale, which was two women, Ani Inchiwe and Ika Kise. And so when I found out about it, and it was tied to the courses I was teaching in African studies, I wanted to rapidly get it published, and the only way to do that was Lulu. And Lulu was great, did it in a couple of months, and I used it for the last 5 years of my African studies course.
And what is it about these two women? Tell us about both of them.
Well, Anyuin Shui is from what is today Gabon, and the Mpongwe were coastal people. And her father brought her to the mission school that he had graduated from. He had problems at home, and he was afraid she was not getting what she needed, and he just kind of gave her to the school. And she grew up in it and graduated from it and started doing work for them and felt, after a while, that she was treated like, as she says, a slave, because she had no hours. She could be called any time, day or night, to do anything. And she felt very glum about it. And then she was raped by one of the male students that had graduated recently. And the missionaries didn't like that and excommunicated her. And up the Ogowe River down to the south, up to where Lamborghini is today, known for Albert Schweitzer, Dr. Nassau had just lost his wife in birth of Mary. And his sister Isabella was helpful for a while, but when she went back to the States for furlough, he was pretty desperate, and he knew about Anyuin Shui and asked her to come and paid her more money. I don't know the exact amount, but it was greatly increased. And there was certain, you know, gossip, of course, going around that Anyuin Shui was bright, young, beautiful. And it shows the division between the more progressive missionary and the more conservative. And the other missionaries started calling her Nassau's wife, which created problems.
Wow.
The other woman, Ekokise, is from where Equatorial Guinea is today. She was a Dinka. And her father sent her about the same time, same age as Anyuin Shui was, you know, five in that general area, to a neighboring Binga clan. And as part of a payment for her to be the wife of one of the people there, and she didn't know that at first, but when she realized that and then was old enough to get married, he was very abusive. So she fled to the home of Isabella, the sister of Dr. Nassau, who was in that mission station at the time. And she was just desperate. So you see the contrast between mission saving a young woman from her own society and saving another one from what she felt was being a slave in a missionary compound.
Yeah, and there's so many things to that you look at in this, right? The economics, the religious aspects, the history of it all. Yeah.
Absolutely. It covers so many things. I would say it illustrates the timelessness between history, culture, religion, in 19th century Gabon and Equatorial Guinea. And in both cases, Dr. Nassau got in trouble because in the case of Ekokise, the husband was angry that she had fled to the mission and demanded the mission give her back. And he decided the only way to solve the situation, and he talked to the husband, was to raise the dowry. And that's what he did. He rallied people around. He got... There was only $6, but everything else was in cloth and pans and, you know, things like that. He raised the dowry. And, of course, what happened was people of the Binga people referred to this woman as Nassau's wife. So in both situations, he was in deep trouble, even though he thought he was saving them from their own problems. And he really did appreciate Anuenshwe. He says Anuenshwe saved his daughter's life. And wow. By the way, I called on that daughter, who was 80 years plus in Bayhead, New Jersey, in a retirement home around 1960.
Wow, what does she have to say?
Not a lot. She was, you know, knew what I was talking about and gave me a book and a photo of Anuenshwe. And, she was very impressed that I came and called on her. And I didn't realize that she was there until I was studying at Princeton Seminary and found out that Bayhead was where she was, and it's not that far.
Sure, sure. Very interesting, though, to be able to do that. When people read the book, when they read this culmination, you know, pulling it all together, that because Tales out of school, it couldn't go anywhere, and now you've got this, what do you hope they take away?
Well, that Robert and Isabella, his sister, helped victims of colonialism and of mission and of their own cultures to become survivors, but at the cost of Robert Hamill Nassau's last missionary term, where the board didn't allow him to go back, which allowed him to write about it, and he wrote a lot of other books. I've also found out recently that Tales Out of School, which was supposed to contain two women, has been republished, but they didn't know about this. So I've written them and saying, you know, why don't you consider my book on two women as part of that, as it would have been in 1911 if they had accepted it.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. For you, was it a joy to pull this together? I would imagine, as much as you know and knew, it had to be arduous, the task itself.
Well, yeah, I was rushing because, as I mentioned earlier, I wanted to use it in my African studies course in conjunction with Kenue Chebe, the well-known Nigerian author who wrote Things Fall Apart, which covered the Igbo response in Nigeria to English colonization during the same time period, plus English missionaries. So you had this comparison and contrast going on at the same time, and he refers to a Mr. Brown and a Mr. Smith, where one is conservative and the other is progressive. Of course, he doesn't mention Mrs. Brown or Mrs. Smith, which, along with two women, is part of why it's important in gender studies. Yeah. And Achebe uses metaphorical characters like Mr. Brown or Mr. Smith, but the Nassaus have real people in actual situations with real descendants today.
Wow. And it goes so much deeper and so much of detail in what you've put into it. Where can people get the book?
Well, I was wondering that myself because Lulu, of course, is the publisher. My wife and I are the copyright people. But it's available, according to my research, in Google. Let's see. I have it listed here somewhere.
Well, you can Google it, and you can find out different avenues and places to pick it up. Yeah, that's what we would tell the listeners to do, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Henry, so much for coming on. So enlightening, interesting to hear their story, and I'll be curious to see what happens now as you pursue the people from Tales Out of School and if they can wrap it into the two women. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality powdy arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdy arco super tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdy arco super tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Is in our virtual green room. His book is called Shot in the Mouth and Still Preaching. Wait till you hear his story. Thanks so much for coming on Author's Corner here on America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Tom, appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good being on.
So let's talk about Shot in the Mouth, that part of it. You told me, I mean, here you were, such a young guy, and thanks for your service, but you were in Vietnam, and you talk about your first mission and what happened. Tell us about what happened to you in Vietnam.
Well, I just turned 18 years old when I went to Vietnam, and in fact, one of my nicknames there was, it was called the Kid, just because I was so young, And we just went in this one outfit, and they needed some guys, and so they lined us up, and I was a tank driver, and that's what I was trained for. But they needed guys, so we ended up being an infantryman. And then they, for some reason, looked at me and said that you're going to carry the radio. I had no clue what that meant, and I found out later on it was about a 45-pound thing you put on your back, and then found out later on, not when I was there, but later on, that that's one of the most dangerous jobs to have, because that's what they shoot at first. They see an antenna sticking up. And so we went on our first mission. Didn't get any problems with the first mission. It was later on when we started really getting firefight. And then back in there, because I went there in November and February, we were chasing these one Vietnam, and we didn't realize that we was going into a horseshoe trap. And this was February 14th, Valentine's Day. And we lost them. We stopped. I leaned my radio up against a tree, which I usually do because it's heavy. And I heard a zing zing going by me. And instead of having my human instinct, which I did, instead of having my army instinct, I didn't fall. I just turned around and looked. And then one of the rounds hit the ground, bounced up, went into my jaw, lodged into my cheekbone, and I ended up losing 50% of my jaw and about 9 teeth. And it spun me. Well, they kept shooting because they hit the radio, so it spun me completely around. And instead of leaning up against the tree with my back, I was on the ground looking at it, eyeball to eyeball. And I kind of went in some sort of shock. I mean, it never passed out, but I heard that people, all my guys around me yelling for medic, and I didn't know who was hit. And I kind of rubbed my cheek and my chin, and I looked, and I seen the blood, and I said, oh, man, it must be me. And so I started yelling, and then, of course, when I yelled, I loosened the bullet. The bullet came out, the piece and all that stuff came out, and I had the bullet in my hand for a while, but then my medic came and wrapped my head up, My first question was before I started swelling and couldn't talk because I was engaged to my wife, and I said, am I going to still be able to kiss Sandy when this is all done? He kind of laughed. He said, yeah, you will. I said, okay, but I thought he was lying because I thought I was a mess. And so he wrapped me up, and then we couldn't get out because there was so much firefight going on, so we had to wait there the whole night, and we get out the next morning and end up going to the hospital then.
Wow. So you go through that, you know, you're in Vietnam, you come back and you're a pastor, and you realize that you have to have a sense of humor to get through life because of the things that happen, just like what happened to you.
Because as a result of that, it changed my whole speech. I stutter now. I have a hard time pronouncing words. And so, you know, yeah, of all things for me to get into, being a speaker, which is absolutely berserk. But yeah, my there's no question, my strange sense of humor got me through all that. Even when I was in the hospital, I thought my mom and dad heard about me getting hit. And so I wrote them a letter about these red ants. They have red ants over there. I call them vampire ants. They walk up your arm and sting you and bite you in the neck and fat. So I wrote a comic thing about that. I just said, I had 100,000 red ants attack me, and one of them had a gun and shot me in the mouth, and I'm just carrying on, thinking they already heard. I'm just trying to lighten the load for them. But when they got the letter, the Red Cross somehow got mixed up. They didn't know I was hit. So they were reading this letter, and they said, well, what are Tom's talking about? Then my dad seen the letterhead, which was Long Bend Hospital, and they said, well, you know what? I think he is hit. So they contacted Red Cross, and they found out, yeah, I did get hit, you know, and so... But yeah, my sense of humor is—I still have it. I'm so positive. I enjoy life, and I just don't let anything get me down.
And do you think that's what's made you enjoy your life, get through life, be able to help others? Because it's not just what happened to you in Vietnam, but you talk about a heart attack, you talk about prostate cancer, and things that touch lots of people's lives.
Yeah, definitely. That was just in the last 8, 9, 10 months. I had prostate cancer, went to radiation, and then about 3 months after that, I had a heart attack and I had a couple stents or an artery. It was 99% blocked, and I got a little small one, about 50%. But yeah, I read a small book a long time ago. And it was just titled "Happiness is a Choice," and it's true. I'm not belittling people that have problems and how they get through them and then maybe not get through them, but I've just chose, no matter what goes on in my life, I'm not going to let that get me down because I'm going to choose that. So that's kind of how I live. I thought of that when I was a young age.
So tell us, Tom, what people can expect in the book.
Well, a friend of mine is in Michigan, and he just begged me to write a book, and because he knows, and I've known him for 20 years, he knows all my stories, and I talk about all we talk about, and he's interested in all that, and he just said, he just begged me to write this book, and I said, I don't want to write a book, I don't know how I even started it, and so the last time I talked to him on the phone, he convinced me. I said, okay, I'll write it, what do I do? So we come up with a cover. A picture of me with my radio on, you know, an 18-year-old in the barracks, and then we come up with this, you know, to get their attention, go right into your first mission in Vietnam. So I did that, and then I just went back and forth to my home life, and just went back and forth, and just the unbelievable thing about this, a month later, after I agreed to carry that I would do this, he passed away, 59 years old with COVID, and so I just felt really. I had to do this now because I don't know if anybody can get from heaven down to earth and haunt you, because I think Charity would do that if I didn't write this book. So I was under pressure. I was pressured to do it. So I did that. I did it because that's why I dedicated the book to him. You know, because, you know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even wrote it. And I hand wrote it each chapter at a time. I'd read it to my wife, which was the woman I talked about. If I remember, we're going to kiss again. Well, she's my wife now. We've been married 54 years. And so, and I'm still kissing her. But I just hand wrote each chapter. She would listen to it. And then once I did that, I typed it into the computer and looked for a publisher. And, and, yeah, the rest is where we're at now.
What was the most challenging thing, I guess, about writing this book?
Probably just bringing up some things I haven't thought about for a while. When I would be writing it and then reading it to Sandy, my wife, I mean, there's times when I would just cry because it just brought some things up, you know, what affected me and things like that. And so I think those things and really wanting to make it, when I really started getting into the book, I really wanted to make it a real, and that's who I am anyway, a positive book, but I also wanted it to be a book that's going to help maybe another veteran, or not even a veteran, but someone that's going through a crisis in life that just can't get over it. Hopefully it'll be a benefit for them. And then people to see my transformation of my life, of being a non-Christian to a Christian, because it did take place. And then all of a sudden I'm in Bible college and I'm thinking, what am I doing? You know? And so I was in ministry 40 years before I retired about a year or so ago.
Wow. And we're speaking with Tom Williams. His book is Shot in the Mouth and Still Preaching. Did it feel good? Cause you think of your friend, what happened, his encouragement. And then the book comes out and you actually see the book and your wife had helped you, you know, put this together. What was that feeling like when you saw it?
When the first copy come to our house, I cried like a baby. I could not believe it. I mean, because anybody knows me, I'm just a real calm kind of person, and to be able to do this, and even on the, when I'm talking to you now, it's just overwhelming for me. I mean, because it's overwhelming. And yeah, I couldn't believe it when I got the copy in my hand and I looked at Sandy, my wife, and said, "Look at this." You know, this really happened. I mean, you know, and so it's just incredible. It's encouraging me that you know, the number of copies has been sold and people that from our church and my friends and wherever are buying it and giving it for gifts. And I mean, it's very, very, very humbling to me. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, God gets all the credit because I mean, it's just so humbling to me that what's going on here.
Yeah, could you have ever imagined that, being a young teenager walking in the jungles of Vietnam and then what happened to you to come full circle the way that you have?
Well, and I say, my English teacher in high school is rolling over a grave saying, "Tom Williams wrote a book. I barely got through English class." And I mean, are you kidding me? Yeah, so yeah, it is overwhelming. I mean, it really, really is. I know some people think I'm trying to be humble, Bob, but I very am humble because it's wild to me.
Yeah, it's good. I love the cover. It's so inspiring. Your story is so inspiring. Shot in the Mouth and Still Preaching, Tom Williams. Pick it up on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Tom, thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate this. I really do.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.